Hello, good evening. My name is Joe calling on behalf of National Opinion Survey. Could you be so kind and share your opinion with us on the survey about issues facing your community and the nation? I'll be as brief as possible, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you. I do appreciate you taking your time. Now, Miss, the survey, I'm going to read it verbatim as it is. I do apologize for this question. I'm not trying to insult your intelligence or anything. Do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you. Moving forward, what is the year of your birth? Because you sound very young. I got to make sure that I'm speaking to somebody over 18 years old.
Yeah, I'm over 18.
Okay. Bear with me. Moving forward, are you registered to vote?
I am.
Moving forward, are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
No? What is your race?
White.
Moving forward, in general, do you feel negative or positive about each of the following, the future of the planet?
Negative.
What about the future of the country?
Negative.
What about your own future?
I guess positive. I don't know.
Okay, yes, I hope so. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means your vote has a lot of power.
Probably like a 2.
A 2. Moving forward. Of the following issues, which 3 are the most important to you? Climate change, student loans, economy and cost of living, national security, education, immigration, gun violence, mental health, racism and discrimination, crime, health care, abortion access.
You said which 2?
3, please.
Probably education,
Okay.
The cost of living.
Okay, let me see. Economy and cost of living, okay. One more?
And then,
would you like me to repeat the others?
Yeah, it was towards the front.
Climate change, student loans, national security.
Loans.
Student loans, okay, moving forward. Now, thinking about this chapter of your life right now, which 3 of the following do you currently prioritize most? Caring for senior family members, hobbies and free time activities, economic security and financial independence, contributing to positive change in your community, your education, work-life balance, improving or maintaining physical health, relationships like romantic partnerships or friendships, advancing in your career, improving or maintaining mental health, having or caring for children. Which 3 do you feel that you prioritize most in this chapter of your life?
Caring for children, advancing in career.
Okay.
And then the financial supporting.
Financial independence, economic security and financial independence?
Yeah.
Okay, move forward. Which of the following traits are most important to your identity? You may choose up to 3. Being young, being a woman, your sexual orientation, your spiritual beliefs, religious beliefs, your role in relationship, like being a mother, caregiver, wife, or friend, being a member of your racial, ethnic group, your personality, being American, your hobbies or interests, your profession.
You said 3?
Yes, up to 3. You choose as many, up to 3.
Probably female, or the, I guess, gender.
Being a woman.
Yeah.
Okay.
Being a woman.
Okay.
Take care of my kid.
Okay.
I don't know.
Your role in relationship, like being a mother, caregiver, wife, or friend, right? Okay. Well, now let's move forward so I can get you back to your evening. I do want to thank you for taking your time and share your opinion with us, because your opinion does matter. Now, when you think about the American political system, which emotions do you feel most often? You may choose up to two of the following. Disappointment, sadness, happiness, exhaustion, anger, frustration, hope, pride, or dread.
Anger and frustration.
Okay.
Despair. I don't know.
Okay. Now, which of the following statements comes closest to your opinion? Statement A. Our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Statement B. Our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. Or statement C. Our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. A, B,
yeah,
or C.
The last one.
The last one. Okay.
Yeah.
What factors are most to blame for the U.S. government and political system not working effectively? You may choose up to three of the following. Power-hungry politicians seeking control. The two-party system. Politicians are out of touch with the daily life of most people. Division and gridlock between political parties. Too many old white men in power. Systemic racism. Not enough people getting involved to make our voices heard. Corporate money has too much influence.
One, three, and four.
One, three, and four. Power-hungry politicians seeking control. Politicians out of touch with the daily life of most people. And division and gridlock between political parties. Is that what you chose?
Well, the too many white men.
Oh, okay. Too many old white men in power. Okay. Moving forward. How much do you think decisions made by the following affect your personal life? Do their decisions affect your personal life a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all? Your state government.
State government?
Yes.
I would say it impacted a lot.
A lot. What about community organizations like nonprofits, grassroots, or coalitions?
How much they affect my life?
Yes, your personal life.
Not much.
A little, somewhat, or not at all?
I would just say a little.
What about Congress?
How much Congress affects my life?
Yes, a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
I'd say probably a lot.
What about your city government?
A lot.
What about President Biden?
Oh, God. Too much.
Would you say a lot?
Yeah, a lot.
Okay, what about proposed laws that the public votes on directly, like ballot initiatives?
A lot.
And the Supreme Court.
A lot.
Okay, now I want to thank you for taking your time. Let's move forward so I can get you back to your evening. You will now hear some brief descriptions of cases recently decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. For each case, please indicate how it affects your motivation to help enact change through civic participation like voting, signing petitions, to get involved. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to end affirmative action, which means colleges and universities can no longer take race into consideration in admissions. Is this very motivating for you to get involved, somewhat motivating, somewhat unmotivating, or not at all motivating?
Somewhat.
What about the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to allow businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ plus customers and deny them services? Now, does that motivate you very Somewhat unmotivated or not at all motivated to get involved in politics?
Probably not at all.
What about in 2022, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe versus Wade?
A lot.
And the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to block the student loan forgiveness program, which aimed to deliver up to $20,000 in relief to millions of borrowers. Does that very somewhat unmotivating, or not at all motivating?
Very motivating.
In your opinion, how effective are each of the following actions to make the change you want to see in the U.S.? Voting in elections. It is very effective, somewhat effective, not very effective, or not effective at all?
I don't think it's very effective at all.
Okay, what about boycotting a company?
I think that's a little effective.
Somewhat effective?
Yeah, somewhat.
What about volunteering for an advocacy organization?
Yeah, that's effective.
Somewhat or very?
Somewhat.
What about attending a protest?
Somewhat.
Signing a petition?
Somewhat.
Sharing your opinions with friends and family in person or on social media?
Not very.
Not very. And contacting or attending an event with your elected representatives?
Somewhat.
Okay, now, ma'am, we're at 79% finish already. Okay, I'm almost finished. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, please think about the barriers that may have it harder for you to vote in certain elections. The following are barriers people have reported that keep them from voting. Which best describes why you may not have voted in previous elections? Okay, you did not have time to vote. You didn't know enough about candidates. You didn't think your vote would be counted properly. There was an intimidating presence at your polling place. You didn't know how or when to vote or register. Your mail-in ballot didn't arrive in time. Inconvenience like long lines, distant polling, or ballot drop-off location. Voting doesn't change things that matter to you. The candidates didn't represent your values. None of the above because you always vote, or none of the above because you faced other obstacles.
The first one, not enough time.
Okay.
The second one, or not the second one, it's an inconvenience. And then I don't feel like my vote matters very much.
Okay. Okay, so... Okay, let me see. Okay, perfect. Let's move forward. Now, this is almost done. For each of the following, please rate whether the information presented makes you want to engage more or less in the political system in the United States, like voting, signing petition. Young voters turned out in huge numbers in 2022, mobilized by issues like abortion. We elected the highest number of women, LGBTQ, Black, Hispanic, and AAP representatives in history. And our power is only growing. Millennial and Gen Z Americans will make up half of eligible voters by 2024, giving young voters decisive influence on election outcomes. Let's put this power into action so that our government reflects us and our values. Does this cause you to engage a lot more in politics, engage a little more, engage a little less, or engage a lot less?
A little more.
Okay. And the federal government recently passed a new clean energy plan, projected to cut pollution by 40% by the end of the decade. This is crucial since the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change reported that we need to take action within the next 10 years to avoid pushing the planet past the point of catastrophic warming. We must continue to push measures like these for a livable and sustainable future. Does this cause you to engage a lot more, or engage a little more, a little less, or a lot less?
A lot less.
And in 2022, the Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe v. Wade, restricting access for people across the country and triggering near total bans in 24 states. But young women have made it clear that we won't accept this attack on our rights by coming together to protest and vote against restrictive measures. Let's match this energy to protect the freedom to make our own decisions about our bodies. Does this cause you to engage a lot more, engage a little more, engage a little less, or engage a lot less in politics?
A little more.
A little more. And right now, most of us are struggling within prices and low wages. While the wealthiest corporations are making record profits and paying zero in federal taxes, the powerful few have always worked to rig the rules by paying politicians for policies that increase their own bottom line. We must fight back to demand that corporations be held accountable and pay their fair share. Does this cause you to engage a lot more in politics, engage a little more, engage a little less?
A lot more.
Now, the last few questions in this are just for statistical purposes. What are the media sources that you check most for new content? You may choose two. YouTube, podcast, TikTok, international news outlets, Twitter, Facebook, news or informational articles online, local TV news station, national TV news station, Instagram, or other?
Social media, TikTok, Instagram.
Instagram. Okay, moving forward. Now, thinking about the content you consume online, which topics do you seek out the most? Health, beauty, self-care, news, current events, sports, business, finance, music, government, politics, shows, movies, hobbies, tips or hacks, science, technology, humor, memes, or other?
Health, beauty, self-care, business, finance. Give me a kiss.
Okay. Perfect. Now, what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
I have my bachelor's in nursing.
Great. Excellent. I want to congratulate you. Do you consider yourself, one, heterosexual, straight, two, lesbian or gay, three, bisexual, or four, something else?
Straight.
Okay. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
With a partner.
And are you the parent or guardian of any children under 18?
Yes.
In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Oh, I don't know. Probably Independent because I don't like either one.
Okay. Now, did you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
From the South, so probably a little bit more towards the Republican.
Okay. How would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporary, laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, or stay-at-home parent?
Full-time.
Student? Full-time? And
yeah.
For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I voted for President Trump.
And the last year, that is in 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
Total household?
Your total family income from all sources before taxes. Your best estimate is fine, Miss.
120.
And, Miss, this concludes our survey. You know what? You've been very patient. I do want to thank you for taking your time and enjoy the rest of your evening, okay? Okay?
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.